the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, God. They're room full of white people dancing.
It's a dance party.
Spoiler alert. All music of color today. How about that?
It's not dancing. If we're room full of us, we get shut down.
Actually, no, it's not. Three of the four.
Drop it low, fat boy.
If I do,
just said drop it low, not a loaf.
God, I can do both, to be honest with you. Oh, yo,
I got to know you.
I always felt bad for Jerome. That was Morris Day's, like, hype guy.
Yeah.
The guy that always put his cape on him and everything.
He warm up the crowd.
Thanks, Jerome.
He was like Virgil for Million Dollar Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had to do a lot of the grunt work.
Drive it. But he would sit there, no matter what move Morris Day was doing, Jerome would be in the background doing it. But it was really the same move every time.
He just did a little back and forth, like on Jay and Silent Bob. That's all he did.
God, I forget. Yeah, they were in there.
Yeah.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. Yes.
Morris Day and the MF in time. That's how we introduced him.
But this is another good example of, like, you know. You want to make love or what? You know, that's the way you talk to women back then. Now it's just like, yo, you made a part of beef bus in Tuna Town. You know?
God, I would say no if you said that to me.
Thank you, Paige.
That's gross.
Thank you, Paige.
That's the worst.
Yeah, beef bus, she says it's gross. No. Everything else is fine. Just fine.
Dude.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Oreos should buy this song.
Oh, they make too many Oreos now.
Oreos.
Yeah, they've gone over the top with some nasty ones lately.
You know, I think it's odd to have like a sex playlist, but is it more odd to not have music when you're hooking up? That's a little psychotic, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, like, you know, if like the bed's rattling too loud, or
better be quiet.
Maybe there's a dog
in the bed.
Yes. I think that was Lindsey Graham there in the background. Sounded like yes.
Lindsey's probably listening right now.
Lindsey.
He's making the rounds.
He's in town.
Is he really?
He was in Easley yesterday.
He's probably shopping down at Monkey's on the West End right now.
He's going to win again. So
of course
people,
he is.
Don't be disappointed when he does, because when I see a lot of you saying, well, let's vote him out, like, you see who goes to his rallies, and you feel like you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get it. That's true. Like, even people vote for him, like, halfway, why'd we do this again? Well, we're going to do it again.
It's two parts of the Republican Party, man. It's real odd to see. The older money that like him, and the younger,
young money
MAGA side that don't like him at all.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out which way to go with this time-wise, because several things on the list.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Graduation list will be coming up here at this next segment, and we want to give that time, and we know a lot of you have going to be gathered around you. Smart speakers, you dash of your truck, whatever. He's going to say your name in a minute, Tony. You graduated. He's going to do it.
Who's gonna get the shout out, man?
And those are still open until we do it. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. But if for some reason you sent it and we didn't get it, you would call our manager. That phone number, 864-241-4318. That's the direct line to our manager if you have any complaints.
And his office is open 24/7, so feel free to save it.
Yeah. Call in the middle of the night when you're drunk.
By all means.
Real bad. Wake him up. Try to wake him up. 864-241-4318. All right. I know. We're going to follow this. Speaking of the mischief, let's say that you are you know, in wrestling, they call it ribs. I guess in regular life, you just call them pranks and little things.
Yeah.
Do people still do that, like at work when, like, a new employee starts there or whatever? You know, little pranks, little, right, welcome to the crew. You're now, you know, we just, you know.
Yeah, rookie.
Yeah, we just rushed you, you know. Hey.
Stone Cold famously was not a river.
He was not.
He didn't have a sense of humor.
Well, he just didn't like anybody taking a dump in his bag. You know, that was the way they would do it there.
That's the way they would do it. I would never do that to you guys.
Thank you, Paige.
Well, I had to get used to it. in this environment.
I knew it was Fat Boy that did it.
I just never expected it when I first started, but everything was a rib. I'm like, okay.
Well, under that, in that time frame, it was. I mean, it was like early days of Jackass. It was every movie was, you know, like Wedding Crashers, you know, that same style of stuff.
You hated coming here because you were going to get punched in the nuts.
And it used to hurt my feelings that people put their dirty underwear on my car. Who would do that?
Who did that? I don't know that one.
You tell.
It was girl underwear. Like, it was poo-poo underwear. What? Streaked underwear on my car.
Hold on now. That's got nothing to do with here.
It was here.
Who did that?
I don't know. Do you think I went through the building and asked who did that?
I swear on both my parents' graves.
I'm not accusing
graves,
you of anything.
Which, oddly enough, if I move this way, is also my grandparents' grave. It's the same one.
The whole family.
I didn't say.
So I turn this way, it's my parents.
By the size of these mantis, these belong to
much
you.
Much like your seizures, I didn't know that. I have never heard that
was
in my
life. Was it this building?
Yes, it was this building.
God, who was it? It was Heidi. I don't know.
No, it wasn't a girl.
I don't know. No, I was talking about Heidi, the guy that used to work here. Heidi Brown.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's Heiderson.
Wait, so
name.
I just kicked him off.
You go outside and you see, well, was it obvious that there was something in the underwear?
It was right on my car.
Golly, fuck.
Like on the windshield?
You sure it wasn't like maybe a pet bird got out and that was like undergarments or something?
Unless the bird wears briefs, it's pretty obvious.
I thought
obvious.
It was lady panties.
No, it's manties. Men panties.
God, if it was something disgusting, it's probably Skip Stupid Ass that did it.
Probably,
it was really gross.
I never even knew that. I don't even think you came back and said, him put the doo-doo pants.
Because if I said that, you won.
I swear. I'll even go down to my grandkids and tell you.
Now, see, you're selling it too hard now. I believe it's you.
If I walked
She's looking at me out of the corner of her eye like she's like slowly. I would never. Look, out of all the pranks and jokes and stuff, I've never involved my junk.
Uh-huh.
My butt.
It was him. He's like,
I swear.
I would cop to it.
I swear.
That's hilarious.
I would never, ever do something like that, especially to a woman. Is that sexist? But I think it's the sexiest, and I misspelled it. Either way,
it had to have come from a woman.
No, it wasn't a woman. It was briefs.
She was degrading men by calling them man.
I thought it was okay.
Yes.
Your male panties.
Maybe y'all should start wearing lady boxers. How about that?
Now look, they've been
there calling you.
I like booty shorts.
Layla Ali with your lady boxers.
Now I remember. I don't know why. God,
bad example.
I probably shouldn't say
this. What is this? I got to hear this. This is a confession.
Your headphones?
No, there were a couple situations where you know each of us might have had some blown out boxers that were kept for some reason in a bag.
Why?
So I don't know.
Blown out boxers.
Yeah, like, you know, like destroyed, ruined, crapped
really?
In. Yeah, kept in a bag.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, for various pranks. So I don't.
God bless.
This was years and years ago.
Well, they might have just got thrown out in the wind, caught them, and slung them on her car. I would never do that. I would never.
I kicked
ever do
it off
that.
My car.
That's good.
You didn't pick it up like a little.
Hell no! Wouldn't touch it with my hand.
You should have left it on there and let it blow around.
Well, listen,
I just kicked it. It was on the ground.
Before we run out of time and we don't get to the graduates, the reason I mention that is, you know, when you're at work, you know, like you listening right now. For those of you that work and you get in the office, or whatever, like you ever, you know, like on The Office where they put Dwight's stapler in the Jell-O mold. You know, funny little cute little things like that. Not doo-doo pants on a woman's car. That's very disturbing. I've got it down to two possibilities of who that would have been.
You just walk out there and see him. And just, why me?
No, I would be like, Jesus.
And then sometimes, you know, like maybe it's a prank that stole man will, you know, hide your papers sometimes. Like, oh, yeah, it's a prank.
Nah, you're not going to be able to write down anything fatty.
So, like,
if, big lunch order.
If you're at an office or a workplace or whatever, and somebody, like, does little things like that, like maybe they don't, they put the toilet paper in backwards. They give you the mullet instead of the waterfall or whatever the thing is. You do a little, well, Stone Man left his headphones in here.
Yeah, he did. So.
And I'm just wondering, like, let's welcome him officially to the radio station.
Now, do you want to go against your personal rule?
I'm not putting it up my person.
Dang it. Not just a little.
You put it up yours.
Well, we both have to do it. There's two ears. Well, not at the same time.
Like, no, they don't do that at Walt Disney World.
We don't have to, you know.
Give it its full name.
I can't tell you what they really do.
Like, would that, is that not anything like gross, like Bali, Florida, whatever, but like hide them or maybe like cut them?
I'm wondering how.
I did that to Jeff one time. I cut the headphones.
Like, well, we took the whole microphone off.
He plugged them in.
So mean.
And it was not connected to his head. And he went, oh, they wasn't. He got them at Rite Aid or somewhere. They were like God, what was that cheap brand? We made fun of them forever. Is that like cheap? Kobe, COBY.
Yes,
they were Kobe headphones. And I cut the cord on them one time. I was like, I'm tired of looking at them white headphones you're wearing. I bought him another pair, though.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I just leaned over and cut his headphones.
Poor Jeff.
Did any part of the boxers?
What a sense of humor. He could have beat the hell out of any of us at any time.
Especially after the gift card where we gave him gift cards with no money.
That was fun.
What were you saying?
Did any part of the boxers get on your windshield, like where you had to, you know?
No.
Where it was kind of streaked up a little? Like you had to run the water on the wipers?
I can't remember if it was, I think it was my Honda, so.
Fatboy was drinking.
Have wipers?
Fatboy was drinking. Somebody stole them. Fat Boy was drinking over the weekend. He texts me real late at night. Oh. And he says, you know what I'd like to do right now? I'm going to bring it up. It won't take me a second.
Read the whole exchange.
I'm not reading the whole exchange.
What were you doing?
Well, the first thing he says, I just S-farted the first part of the Night Court theme song. That was the way it started.
I had to go back and do it again. I wish you could say the word.
I know. It's such a little thing.
That's talent.
I'd like to sit on an overpass and take dumps on cars that drive underneath.
That's, I don't even know if we can say that, can we?
That's a talent.
I was thinking of Page Punishments. If we bring him back, you gotta get on.
Why are you punishing me, though? We're not bringing back sports.
Yeah, sports are done.
Yeah, you decided that, not me.
Ah, well, look, we don't have to.
You're just gonna randomly punish me.
Rehash.
Okay, so again, sorry about your panties.
I
know nothing about that, and that's hand of Jesus. But what do we do with this headphones? Like, let's do something with them. It's a fun little thing.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that. Take suggestions if you want to text. I still think we should put something on them, like, you know, like a
sticker. Privates or
privates.
Rub them on your boys.
Yeah, but see, that's like, he's not the type that would go to HR, but like that's just,
well, HR's never here.
That to me, that's a justifiable offense for violence. If somebody like like, seriously, if you went and pick up your ink pen off your desk and then a minute later you get an email from like your coworkers and it's up Tony's rear end, I mean, you wanna fight somebody. You just had his rectum in your hand, in a sense. And damn near killed him.
Yeah.
That's just, that's when
I'm
it goes
just thinking,
too far.
What is wrong with you people?
Knowing Arlug, HR loves him so much, they would make an exception to come to work.
Yeah.
You're done, fatty.
He's
You're
got
done.
Dual citizenship. Worry about that.
What if we put him up so high that he can't get him? We don't have any ladders in here.
There are suggestions coming in. Do you want me to tell you one of them?
Real quick, just so we can get all these graduation names in.
All right. Well, Nutty, who you know, he texts a
Nutty.
Lot. He says, put KY Jelly on his headphones. I don't know if you have any in your car, but...
I was going to say, I don't...
I don't carry it with me. I'm sorry.
Melissa, bring us some on the way in.
Please. She's got emergency stash.
Yeah.
In the glove box.
Yeah.
We need some KY.
God, that's all.
I want to see my prissy.
Well, now I got both of you saying it. Where's it at?
You want to see my prissy?
Or we got to go for real.
Okay. When we come back, salute to the graduates. We're going to get in all the names.
Woo!
Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, hi.
Gets me all excited.
I was just signing your diploma.
Look at that.
Because you are graduating today. Or have recently.
Or about to, or... Like Matthew in Florida was dropping his kids off at school, so...
Matthew.
I guess he graduated late in Florida. I guess that's how that works.
Yes.
And he wasn't taking a dump. He was really in the line.
But, you know, sometimes people have their own schedules. Like your insurance policy for whatever reason. I don't know why it goes to October to October, but it just does.
Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Who knows? So, first off, thank you to those that are so proud. Because I don't think any of these are said, hey, my name is... God, every name I was about to say is like people we know, and it would like, hey, man, I'm John. I'm graduating. You know, no,
I'm John.
These are all like proud parents or friends or maybe grandparents or who knows. And, you know, I mean, even the kids themselves may not even go back to listen to this because they don't care.
No, but they're already off to senior week.
To you that helped raise them and get them off to school. You want to hear this, and by God, this is for you.
I might tear up.
I hope so.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Much like when we talk about sports, I have a hard time with some of the names. And rather than to butcher them, I will maybe enunciate or maybe even, you know, get someone with like 4 degrees to help me sound some of these out.
I was about to say, you might have to have some help. You know, this is no shame in asking.
Yeah. I'll start if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
Simply because... Class of 2026, Wade Hampton High School, Brandon J.
Brandon.
Your order's ready, please. Oh, it's a diploma, Brandon. Brandon J. I didn't want to say the full name.
Congrats, bud.
Paige is taking a picture of me now. She'll turn into AI. Look, I'm throwing my cap in the air.
God, that's exactly what she'll do with it, too.
I look like I'm doing Olay. Okay.
I've got, from Hillcrest High School, Anna Marie Cox.
Anna Marie Cox.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Class of 2026.
Charlotte, North Carolina has a paranormal investigator school, and he just got his ghost hunting papers. Give it up for Gay Parker Jr., everybody. Gay Parker Jr.
Yay.
Yeah, not senior. Nah, he dropped out.
Nice.
Junior got in there. All kinds of schools, too.
Yeah, they really
are. It's not just your traditional stuff. Yeah. For instance, she graduated top of her class from Advanced Pole Dynamics and Lower Back Flexibility Institute. Mona Lott.
Mona Lott.
Mona Lott.
Wow.
Mona Lott.
What a name.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can pronounce this one because it's got like a parentheses.
Nice.
But from Notre Dame High School.
Huh.
Willie. Let me see if I can get the last name.
Notre Dame High School.
Notre Dame High School. Shout
the
out.
Arguing Irish.
Willie Eaterow. Eaterow.
Eaterow?
Willie Eaterow.
Eaterow.
I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
I know his parents are so proud. The Eaterow family.
Should be. What's up, Chattanooga, Tennessee? Maybe our first grad receiving a degree in mortuary science. Congratulations, Doug Graves.
Hey.
Yeah.
Doug Graves.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, for mortuary science.
Whoa.
Which is really cool. The Emerald City of Greenwood, you want to go on? Their very own, graduating with a degree in optimal hygiene. Congratulations, Sue. Last name is Perfishy. Perfishy.
The Perfishies.
Congratulations.
Nice
optimal
family.
Optimal hygiene.
Those Perfishies.
I think I know a few of those.
Yeah, the Perfishies.
They're all in science.
Let's go to Easley science. High School.
Oh, do we have to?
Go Wave. And I might butcher this name, but I'm going to try because I think it might be an exchange student. Bartolo Zbalzang. Maybe it's Bartolo's Balzang.
Bartolo's Balzang.
Bartolo's Balzang. Is that right?
You made a...
It's a capital S. Bartolo's.
Bartolo's.
Balzang?
Bartolo's Balzang. Don't say it too fast. It makes perfect sense. That's great right there. And this one right here is big. I've heard about this trend, you know, to save money. Parents have sold the naming rights for graduation. I don't know if you've seen commercials about that.
Yeah. That's funny.
Congratulations to Greenville High School graduate callrob.com.
Hey!
When that beach week goes bad, call rob.com.
Nice.
That was a cheap plug right there. I'll do this one. Paige, I need some help with this one, if you don't mind. Graduating from the University of West Carolina, help me pronounce this one. I know the first name is Sadie. What help me with the last name.
Sadie R. Word.
Okay. Say it again.
Sadie R. Word.
Okay.
Nice. Well,
congratulations, Sadie R Word.
You're a good pronouncer. I got one.
You really are.
Gaffney.
She's your pronunciist.
Gaffney High School.
Oh man.
Betty. Let me see. What's the last name? Betty. Fuchsamard. Betty Fuchsamard.
Fuchsamard.
Is it Fuchsamard?
Fuchsam.
Oh.
Betty Fuchsamard.
Oh wow.
Fuchsamard.
I don't know, man.
Well, there's a Betty Fuchs are dry. The Fuchs are dries.
Yeah.
That's Sequoia High School, though. That's up in Chattanooga.
These names are crazy. They really are. Not crazy, but just, you know, I'm not...
a little different.
I'm not well-traveled.
I haven't even got to the hyphenated names yet.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go on and talk about the state of Georgia, shall we? From Alpharetta High School. Michael, but my friends call me Mike. Mike, Paige, I need help with the last name. Mike, what's the last name?
Rowanger.
Okay, so who's this guy's name?
Mike Rowanger.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Mike.
Mike!
How would you say it, fat boy? Rowanger.
I think it's Mike Rowanger.
Mike Rowanger. Okay, well, happy graduations day.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you.
I said happy graduations day.
Let's go down to Westside High School. And very famous name down in Anderson. Buster Cleetopin. Buster Cleetopin.
Oh, my God.
The Cleetopins are...
I think I knew his mother.
Yeah, nice lady.
Or is it Cleetopin, and I'm saying it wrong?
I don't know.
I think it's, I think it is Buster Greek. Cleetopin.
Cleetopin. Yeah.
The Cleetopins are very famous.
That's a name you don't hear people naming their kids anymore, Buster.
Buster.
You know, that's a good one. I love that one. I'd also like to say what's up to... the community of Blue Ridge. This gotta be either maybe a foreign exchange student. I'm not quite so sure. The only reason I know how to say the first name is because of wrestling, and that's Finn Balor. But the last name really gets me. Paige, help me out. Finn, and then what is the last name?
Finn Gurmey.
Okay. G-U-R-M-E-Y. Oh. Say it again.
Finn Gurmey.
Okay, very good. Congratulations and happy graduations day to you, Finn. I love this. I've only got two more.
I can't believe you made it through.
That's, you know.
Yep.
Well, the swinger capital of the world. Let's give it up to Simpsonville, South Carolina. She did it. A divorce recovery seminar graduate, Wanda. Wanda B. Leflone.
Wanda
B. Leflone.
God, that's a good one, man.
Congratulations to you, my dear.
Yep. Greenville Tech. We got a graduate. Herla. I don't know the name Herla. I assume it's a female. Herla. That's just a name you don't see a lot.
Yeah.
I guess her last name's Dicatme. Or you say real fast is Dicatme. Dicatme. Herla Dicatme.
Herla Dicatme.
Herla Dicatme. Herla?
Herla.
Dicatme.
Dicatme? Dicatme? Is it Dicatme?
It might be Dicatme.
Is it Herla Dicatme?
Dicatme.
Is it with a C?
Like Ducati.
Well, it's capitalized, like weird, like too, like an M-E.
Does it have an umlaut over the U?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I bet it is. I bet it's Dicatme.
Herla Dicatme.
Yeah.
Dicatme.
Okay. Well, that's a cool name. Thank you.
That's a tough name.
Several more here, and then we'll wrap this up because, you know, several did not graduate.
No, bunch of dummies.
Eastside, and it doesn't say Eastside High, so it could be middle. You know, they let them graduate. And also, going with the full name, I'd love that. Sometimes it makes me think you're a criminal when I see you go by your first and middle name. But and I actually shared the first name with him. His first name is Philip as well. But he's got the whole name here, Paige, and I'm having a difficult time with it. Philip, and then his middle name and last name. Help me with that one. Philip.
Philip Enos. Enos? Philip Enos Daly.
I think that's Enos.
This is like Enos Slaughter.
Is it Enos?
Enos. Enos.
Philip. Okay. Philip Enos Daly.
Philip Enos Daly.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Philip.
Yeah, young, that's a good one.
The Philster Greek. Himself. You think it's Greek?
Well, Enos.
Well, I think it's Enos, from freaking Dukes of Hazzard.
Philip Enos Daly.
The ball player.
You do.
I guess this lady, I assume it's a lady because she was named after the Blossom character Six from Bob Jones University. It's a hyphenated name. It's Six Dixon Yoraz. So.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Six.
To all the graduates.
Six.
Oh, one last one coming in. Oh. Walking that aisle, graduating with a CDL ready for the open road. Going from trucking school, a lady trucker.
A lady trucker.
Dawn. Dawn. Congratulations, Dawn. Last name is G-A-W-N-I-T-T. Dawn. Dawn Gaunet.
Dawn.
Dawn Gaunet.
But I love that we worked in trucker school graduations, too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And real quick, Paige, as we go to break, these four I wrote down. Say them real fast because I love them.
Mike Roanger. Sadie R. Word. Philip Enos Daly. And Finn Germy.
Good morning, everybody.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello there.
Hey, man.
I want to talk about an issue that you men may have a problem with, and that is privacy.
Well,
do you mind me going into your world a little bit?
Welcome.
Welcome.
To our world.
Well, listen up, because someone created a new design for men's restrooms, offering more privacy. Is there a problem with privacy?
I mean, some places still have the trough, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. Rare, though, it seems.
You got to get, like, hip to hip. And that sucker.
Oh, it's that's...
Yeah, man, there's you feel sprinkles. You don't know if it's yours. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you were...
sorry for you to have to do that.
It's about time men got a little bit of that.
I would never want to get a sprinkle. I mean, I love the girls that I work with here, but I wouldn't want to get a sprinkle from them. That's just... That's wrong.
A couple of them. I wouldn't mind. When you're a small kid...
Water sports.
When you go up, like at a high school football game, you got to use that sucker with all the old men.
Yeah,
you're too close to the action, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get a lot of sprinkle.
And you don't look down.
You walk out of there like you're sweating.
Yeah, you keep your eyes straight ahead.
Straight ahead. No wobbling.
I'm like, what happened to it? You want to tap him on the hip and say, what happened,
Are you okay?
How old is that sucker?
Wow. I'm surprised you can use that. I wouldn't say anything.
What's wrong with that dollar?
I can't say with a guy. There's a guy who works here. Every time I see him in the bathroom, he says something about his... I want to make sure it's still there. He said the H in the wrinkle.
My God.
I know. Same thing every time.
Well, use that to blackmail him if he ever does anything bad to you. That's what we're learning now. You got to keep notes on people.
I prefer to say extortion blackmail is very racist and outdated.
That is true. Male of color. How about that?
All right. So these men restrooms are offering more privacy. Rather than a wall of stalls and a wall of urinals, the stalls and the urinals are alternating. So you'll have, like, you know, you're not right next to each other. Maybe that's the theory.
Hmm.
So you have urinal walls and not just dividers. So you actually have walls.
Urinal pie. It's always the cake. Have you noticed that? It's always the urinal cakes.
Why not a urinal you can sit on and just kind of hold it, kind of like reverse, so you just do your business? Plus, if you're a teacher.
Sounds like a rock climbing wall. Or a glory hole. Peace.
If you're a teacher, do you have to use the bathroom the students use? Because their stalls are only halfway up.
Oh, man. Those.
The children's thing? Like, that's wrong.
See, my daughter and Fatboy went to the same elementary school. Or middle.
Both, actually.
Yeah, okay. Not at the same time.
No.
He did get held back, but not that long.
Should have been a genius or ought to have been R-worded.
And I went to, Sadie. Sadie's R-word.
It's Sadie R-word.
Sadie R-word. I had to go to the bathroom, like a PTA thing or whatever, and I didn't think anything about it. Like, didn't even cross my mind. And I go into the hallway bathroom, and it's the, you know, it's for the little boys or whatever. Well, I go to sit down, and I literally, the toilet is this far from the ground.
It's low.
So, like, I'm sitting there probably looking like LeBron on a regular toilet with my knees all right up here, whatever.
Up to your nose.
And I'm like, dear God, please don't let anybody come in here. Please don't let anybody come in here. I mean, there was a door on there, but, like, you don't want to walk out of a bathroom with kids in there. In a school.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how
don't you play that sound clip right now.
Especially after they probably really have phones and they could have taken a picture of the old man on the kiddie toilet.
Why do you got to call me old? I wasn't old then. I was in my late 20s then.
Well, older
you know
than
how
a
I
kid.
Go to,
early 30s.
You know how I go to the bathroom. So I'm sitting there with a half stall up with the shirt off. So a kid can easily just look over and you know, see me.
Yeah. Well, that could be maybe, you know, that'd scare them straight.
Why do you have half stalls?
You should go talk to kids
I'll call
in
it out.
PE class.
Geddes Middle School. Why do you still have half stalls if you do? Well, my son was going there, and we had that's where it happened.
Where it was, you can it was see over it?
Yeah, it was
that
only
is weird.
Halfway up. So I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I got to go. Like, I can't not go, but somebody's going to see more than they want to see.
Oh, man.
So I got naked, and you could see it.
That was at a particular club here back in the day, and I thought it was
Gaslight.
Game Time?
Riptide.
No.
Characters.
Sports Club?
Castle.
And it was weird they had the halfway up stalls, and I thought, well, this is strange.
Well, you know why those are. They probably had handles on the walls, too.
They probably had OS bars on both sides.
I was in the ladies' room, and I was wondering why the ladies, but I don't know. It was very strange.
Did they have a ladies' room?
It
wasn't just men there. Oh, yeah, no. They had somewhere for the hags.
The flies. Where's the official gay hangout now in town? You got to text us.
I don't know.
Noma Square. I have no idea.
You said Gaslight. I thought that was it, but no.
I don't
think that's a gay hangout.
There was
jerseys.
Is not any hate speech. There was an exclusive lesbian club, and I can't recall. And it's not a punchline. Like, I just can't recall. It was off Haywood.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Not too far from the mall.
Yes, yes. Near the movies by the mall.
You got any cool gay bars in Chattanooga in case we make a trip up?
Oh, it's a dry county up here,
but
boys.
Women never like me. They don't hit on me.
Oh, here
not
we go.
Not that I'm
woe is
that.
Me with my big fat hooters.
Send
and my
some gooch pictures to Paige,
I
ladies.
I don't want them. Please.
She's tired of seeing the
she'll give you a design on your
spare
hair.
The rod.
Spare the rod. Save the man.
Mm-hmm. Ride a cowboy.
Ride a cowboy.
Man, oh, man.
I thought it was spoil the rod. You got it backwards?
I would be just
your
surprised.
Your rod is spoiled.
If
thank you.
That's like their greeting call. Do they have that like on their business cards? I just want to know.
What does it say?
I don't know.
Man.
Y'all wild.
You're strange.
She's going
this
off.
This woman is.
What?
I don't know.
She's got the.
You're having a good time. I love it.
She got big P energy going on. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. God, y'all talk like that.
Me and my friends.
Like if you see a confident boss bee walking in, you know, with her, you say, look at her. She's got that big P energy.
Or big C energy.
No.
You don't want to be big down
big
there
v
if you're
energy.
A woman. I mean, you don't ever discuss that.
Got that big vagina energy, girl.
Because large go. Vagina don't means, no man. You know, there's something going on down
right.
there.
Right. Yeah.
Large. What? I'm just trying to picture how that even worked out.
Yeah. Small women, men large. That's optimum.
Yeah, you talk like a caveman.
Women.
That's
men
small women, men large.
That's men world. Man world. It's very strange. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm Paige. Does your eyes guys headlines?
Okay. Thank you, Paige.
I apologize for that.
Like if you know, say you go to a store and you see a big fat wad of pink bubble gum, you're like, I bet that's nice. Like you're not going to shy away from it, if you know what I'm saying. You're curious. You're like, let me get that big fat wad of pink bubble gum, see what's going on. I'm not going to say, ooh, that's too much bubble gum. I'm going to be like, hey, let me take a chunk of that pink bubble gum.
You're going to put the whole thing?
Try to.
Okay.
Not for the challenge, right? It looks like 20 pieces just melted together.
There goes your fillings.
Man, you're on on this one.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
You don't like too much bubble gum?
No, I.
Do you like a little, like, tiny piece of bubble gum?
I don't like them too tiny. Like, you know how Big Red comes now? Big Red used to be in the regular, the rectangle-ass pieces. Now they're little slivers. Look like half of a potato stick or something.
Like a trident or whatever?
Like a fake tooth. It ain't even a real stick of gum. Get out of here with that bull crap. I need two or three of them, but I don't need a big old wad up in my mouth.
Wow. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.